And one of them, they're very wealthy, by the way, and one of them began to study comparative religion and attended a number of universities around the world and became knowledgeable in the various faith groups. So on one occasion, they asked him, in his country of India, they asked him, what's the best religion? Now, if he's a god to them, obviously they would expect him to say what? Hinduism. Because he's a Hindu god. You know what he said? He said Islam. They were shocked, but they can't say anything, he's God. One night, he said later, he had a dream. And in the dream, he saw the Prophet of Islam, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who told him, accept Islam for your salvation. So, he had a problem, something like the problem I had. Because the next morning when he sat down to breakfast, his wife was sitting there with him, you know. He decided, well, I've got to tell her, you know, what I'm going to say. Because if I tell her I want to get out of our religion, she ain't going to want to be married to me. Right now she's married to a god. In a few minutes she's going to be married to a nothing, according to Hinduism. He said, well, I got to tell you about something. She said, well, I got to tell you something. Uh-oh. He said, well, I had a dream last night. She said, well, I had a dream last night, too. He said, well, you tell me yours. She said, no, you tell me yours. He said, well, you go first. She said, well, I had a dream last night, and I don't know how to tell you this. She said, but I saw the Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, in my dream. And he told me to accept Islam. And I need to be a Muslim. I can't be married to you anymore. He said, well, guess what? I had the same dream. And then they tried to compare what time it happened, and it seemed like it was about the same time. They both accepted Islam. The story is in one of our pamphlets that we have. If you'd like to write to us for any of these stories, or if you'd like to visit us on the internet, on the web, you can visit our website as soon as it's restored. This is the second time. It crashed again yesterday. This is the second time it's happened to us. We're becoming very suspicious about the web servers because we've changed web service and it's done it again. But in any case, it's called IslamToday.com. If you go there right now, it won't work. Because like I said, this is the second time it's crashed. And we're going to try to find out exactly what's going on with this. And if we have to get Muslim servers to get it up, then we'll do that. But the problem that we've had up to now is only that. Everything else has been great. We've had a lot of good response. A lot of people have told us that they like the website and have gained from it. We got email from Singapore, from Australia, from England, from Scotland, from Germany. I've gotten an email from everywhere. And when the people see our website talking about how priests and preachers are coming to Islam, they're amazed. Because the letter I got from Singapore, it said right in the letter, our government has told us, and the newspapers here are telling us that people are leaving Islam. And you're telling us people are coming to Islam. Alhamdulillah, I work as a Muslim chaplain. I'm the national chaplain for the Islamic Association International and the Islam Today Project, and we go all over the United States. Federal, state, county jails and prisons. And everywhere I go, in all of those units, I witness many people entering Islam. Every day, somebody's coming into Islam. We also go to the universities and colleges, and we go to the military, the various branches of the military, for Muslim services. And again, we find the same thing. Many people are entering into Islam. We've been told by our brothers and sisters in England, which they now call the British Kingdom, BK, for whatever reason, they say that the Anglican Church, which is the big church over there, is so concerned that they've actually done statistics on it, and they're warning the people in their congregations and each other about this horrible condition that they're under with people becoming Muslim. They have said that if things don't stop soon, that by the year 2010, that's 10 years from now, over half of the population of the British Kingdom will be Muslim. So for sure, Islam is growing. Muslims are coming from everywhere. But what's the condition of the Muslims and what do we need to do next? And that's a very good topic for our next talk. inshallah, following the Salat al-Maghrib. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept from all of us. The talk tonight was about priests and preachers coming to Islam. What is Islam and who are the Muslims? We're making a copy of it on videotape for a reason. So that you'll have something to give to people in the future if they can't come to the masjid, or if you want to mail it to some relatives that they can see what we talked about tonight. And we're real people. We didn't make this up. We can be reached through the web. I mentioned islamtoday.com. We also have email. You can email me at Sheikh Yusuf, S-H-E-I-K-Y-U-S-U-F, at AOL.com. And we're happy to take the email and answer people's questions the best we can, and help you to send out free Qurans and free books and free information and materials. We send it out to prisons, the military, and universities all the time. That's what we do. That's what our project is about. The support we ask from you, I'm here right now tonight, so you know that obviously I got here somehow, didn't I? And I'm expecting to go somewhere else from here. So we need support for that. Now listen to what I'm going to ask you for. And I'm asking everybody in this room for it. Did you bring it with you? Well, then I'm going to ask you for it too. You know what I want? What do you think I'm talking about? What am I talking about? Huh? Right. Have you got some with you? Okay, give it up. I'm asking you to pray for us. That's our only request. Because you can't do anything and I can't do anything, but Allah can do anything He wants to do. So let's try to use something called prayer and say, Allah, if I've ever done anything good that you accept, accept from me now this dua. Accept from me now this dua. Oh Allah, if I've done anything you accept from me, then accept this dua, that you'll make us good Muslims working together to spread this Islam to all the people. Say Ameen. Ameen.
Ameen. Rabbana la tuakhizna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alina isran kama hamaltuhu ala ladhina min qablina. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. Our Lord, condemn us not if we forget or fall into error. Our Lord, do not lay upon us a burden like that which you have laid upon those before us. Our Lord, do not lay upon us a burden greater than we have the strength to bear. Blot out our sins, grant us forgiveness, and have mercy on us. For you are our protector. So grant us victory over the disbelievers. Ameen. Ameen. Ya Rabb. Inna alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalamu ala rasul al-kareem. This has been a production of the Islam Today Project. We encourage you to visit us on the internet at www.islamtoday.com.